So let's take a little meditation together about interbeing, to just really be present with each other and with our connections to each other and to the world beyond. So find your posture, find a posture that feels comfortable, where you feel supported in your chair, or if you're sitting on the floor, or even lying down. Take a couple deep breaths and just allow yourself to fully take in oxygen, fully let it go. Allow all the tensions of the day to just release with the exhale. Gently scan your body. Anywhere you're feeling tension, just breathe into that. Invite yourself to relax in your neck, in your shoulders, wherever you might be holding tension. Allow yourself to be aware of your connection with the earth, with your feet as they touch the floor, your seat as it's in the chair, with what is supporting the floor, the foundation of your house, the earth beneath. I'd like to invite you to visit, to take yourself in your imagination to a place in nature that you love. This may be your secret place as a child, or some place you visit every day on your walk, some place you visited once, but remember acutely. Some place you feel safe, comfortable, filled with awe. Become aware in this place that's becoming more vivid in your imagination. Become aware of the smell of the air and of the earth. Feel the air on your skin. Become aware of whatever sounds are present, the breeze, the call of a bird. Allow a stream to flow through this place. Or maybe if you've taken yourself to the ocean, hear the waves as they gently wash on shore and back again. If you're at the beach, imagine a little rivulet of water, a stream coming down from the hills to rejoin its mother ocean. Wherever you are, let yourself put your hand in that clear water. Feel your fingers in that water. Feel that water in yourself. Know that up to 50% of your body is made up of water. As you feel this water, as you hear this water, know that this water is part of a cycle that has existed for millions of years. The water that's in the stream by our side, that's in the glass we drank this morning, that water existed when the dinosaurs bent down to drink. Allow yourself to feel that connection to the ages. We think of ourselves as being a few decades old, but these bodies of ours, made up of so much water, they're eons old, they're unfathomably old. They're connected to the past, they're connected to the future. All the wisdom of the world that has ever existed or that will exist is flowing through us now. As you are ready, let your attention come to your breath. Feel the inhale of breath. Notice how it feels in your nostrils, how it fills your lungs, even your belly. Notice how it leaves your body in the exhale, the rise and fall of your lungs, intake and outflow of breath. This too is a cycle that has existed for hundreds of millions of years. We take in oxygen, which is the gift of the plants to us. We exhale carbon dioxide, which is a gift from us to the plants. Acknowledge this cycle of gift, of taking and receiving and giving back. When you breathe in, you might whisper to yourself, "Thank you." When you breathe out, you might say, "You're welcome." Each breath, you take in what you need, you release what you don't. Replenish, release. Replenish, release. As we think about these cycles of oxygen and CO2, perhaps you feel a level of concern, of unease. As we know, this cycle is out of balance through deforestation, fossil fuels. We're putting way more carbon dioxide in the air than we're able to breathe out of it. Allow yourself to notice your own heart around this concern, to open your heart, to trust that this concern is a healing agent all of its own. Breathe in your concern. Breathe out your desire for restoration. Know that the calm you feel, the concern of your heart, ripples out. Like when a tiny pebble is thrown into quiet water, it ripples out. A small gesture on your part models a small gesture on someone else's part, and then another, and then another. Our acts, great and small, do make a difference. Perhaps you might name an intent to yourself to add one small act to what you already are doing. Maybe it's turning out the light 10 minutes early tonight and just sitting in the quiet darkness with gratitude for the beautiful world. Trust that the love that you feel for others, that you feel for the earth, is felt by others, is felt by the earth, is a healing quantity. As you breathe in this knowledge, breathe out this hope for the world. allow yourself to observe yourself as if from above. Feel that observation growing higher and wider till you can see the whole landscape you inhabit. You can see the far horizon. You're rising into a low orbit of the world and high orbit of the world. You're seeing the world like that blue marble that the Apollo 8 astronaut saw. You're feeling the connection of all things, great and small. Begin to come back to yourself with that beauty and that love. And know this knowledge is carried in even the smallest thing that we touch every day. I'll end with a few more words of Thich Nhat Hanh. And you might imagine as you listen to this that you're holding a piece of paper in your hand. Perhaps you even have a piece of paper at hand, next to your chair, on your desk. You might touch it now, or just imagine it. If you are a poet, you will see clearly that there is a cloud floating in this sheet of paper. Without a cloud, there will be no rain. Without rain, the trees cannot grow. And without trees, we cannot make paper. The cloud is essential for the paper to exist. If the cloud is not here, the sheet of paper cannot be here either. So we can say that the cloud and the paper inter are. If we look into this sheet of paper even more deeply, we can see the sunshine in it. If the sunshine is not there, the forest cannot grow. In fact, nothing can grow. Even we cannot grow without sunshine. And so we know that the sunshine is also in this sheet of paper. The paper and the sunshine inter are. And if we continue to look, we can see the logger who cut the tree and brought it to the mill to be transformed into paper. And we can see the wheat. We know that the logger cannot exist without his daily bread, and therefore the wheat that became his bread is also in this sheet of paper. And the logger's father and mother are in it too. When we look in this way, we see that without all of these things, this sheet of paper cannot exist.